A question I get more than almost any other is people ask, what can I do? There is no generic answer. But I always say, I can ask you three questions. And the first question is, what do you love? And so find what you love and then defend your beloved. Because no matter what you love, it's under assault. Whether what you love is ponds, or whether what you love is wetlands, or whether what you love is salmon or prairie dogs, or whether what you love is the idea that women should have bodily integrity and not be sexually assaulted, or whether what you love is the idea of long-form thinking, or whether what you love is books, or whether what you love is the real physical world. Whatever it is, it's under assault. So find what it is that you really love and act to defend it. And the next question that I always ask is, what are your gifts? What are you really good at? People have asked me to become an organizer instead of a writer, and I'm an introvert. That's a terrible idea. Instead, I have some gift for writing, and I use it. And other people have gifts for organizing. Other people have gifts for computers. There are people who are in organizations who are the computer person. And in many ways, these days, they're the person who holds the group together. There are people who focus on helping relationships to stay together. And, you know, it is so commonly understood that about 90% of what any organization does is deal with human drama, as opposed to the actual thing they're trying to work on. They deal with human drama instead of trying to save the bison. They're always dealing with everybody coming at each other. And so if you have people whose gift is to help navigate those disagreements and those difficulties, that's a huge boon too. We need that. We need people. I mean, it's like, think about this like the military. You know, you don't just need people shooting, even if you presume that shooting is okay in a military, which in the military, that's what it does. But you also need clerks. You need quartermasters. You need drivers. You need all these other people to make everything come together. This is true for any community. We all have different skills that we can bring in. So the second question is, really, what are the largest, most pressing problems that you can help to solve using the gifts that are unique to you in all the universe? What are the gifts that you can help to solve? One more example of that is that I used to do timber sale appeals, and I was not very good at that. I did them, and I could do okay, but there were other people. I would spend all day ripping apart an environmental impact statement put out by the Forest Service and not get very far. And then somebody else would walk in who was really good at it, could open it to any random page of the environmental impact statement and start ripping it apart and saying, there's a violation of 36 CFR 419. There's a violation of NEPA. There's a violation of NIFMA. And that was a gift that that person had. And he has used it for decades in the service of forests. So find what your gifts are. And then the third question really is, what do you get off on doing? People ask me all the time, how do you keep from getting burned out? And one of the ways you keep from getting burned out is by doing what you get off on doing, by defending those you love, by using your gifts, and by doing what you actually get off on doing. And a story I've told many times that is really important is that I was trying to protect some forest with these other people, and one of the people involved was a wetland specialist. And he dug in the soil, he put it between his fingertips, and then compared the color of the soil to a chart, and that would help him determine if they're wetland soils. As he's doing this, I said to him, do you get off on doing this? He said, oh yeah, this is my second favorite thing to do in the world after playing with my dogs. And I just started laughing and said, that's great, because I would hate doing this. And on the other hand, I get off on trying to figure out the relationship between perceived entitlement, exploitation, and atrocity. I've condemned myself to a life of homework. And I did the same thing on that same project. I was working with an attorney, and I said the same thing to her. I was like, do you get off on writing this legal stuff? He's like, oh yeah, I love this. I hate writing legal stuff. And so that's why I don't get burned out. If I were writing legal stuff, or if I were working as a computer person, helping other people with computer stuff, I would get burned out. But I don't, because I'm doing what I get off on doing. So when people ask me, what should I do? I always say, find what you love and then defend it. And I say, find out what your gifts are and then use them. And the third thing is, find out what you get off on doing and then do it.